A full year after Vicki Kaepling announced her candidacy, she's still knocking on doors and talking with voters. Today it's chilly outside, and not many people are answering. If no one's home, Kaepling leaves a campaign pamphlet and refrigerator magnet and writes a note.
I like to put something personal, so today I'm putting Happy Heart Day because it's Valentine's Day.
This time, someone came to the door. Kaepling introduces herself and her platform with a smile.
I care about everything, and also as I'm walking around, I'm going to every single door and asking people what issues you are most concerned with at the state level.
Originally from Lebanon, Kaepling attended Missouri State University, receiving a bachelor's and two master's degrees. She's been an activist in Missouri for over 20 years. First as a disability advocate in education, and then as an environmental activist. She helped organize a Springfield climate protest in September, and says her number one priority, if elected, is the environment.
My core issue is protecting our water quality and our natural resources here in Missouri. Legislators are passing legislation that is going to pollute our waterways and our rivers, and I take that very seriously.
Another selling point of Kaepling's campaign is its lack of big-dollar donors, especially from the fossil fuel industry.
I cannot be bought. I'm not big money. I'm not in this for the money. The position pays about $36,000, and I'm not into going there and trying to sell my vote. I will be there for the voters.
She was a delegate for Bernie Sanders at the Democratic National Convention in 2016 and canvassed for his 2020 campaign in Iowa. She is also a member of the local chapter of the Democratic Socialists of America. Kaepling says she's the first Green Party candidate to run for a state representative position in Greene County, which KSMU confirmed with the Green Party of Missouri. She says she's aware of her underdog status, but says she's reaching out to voters who feel the main parties don't speak to their interests anymore.
People mention, you know, I could take votes from another party, but it's my belief that this is a democracy and we should have more choices than what we have now. And I really want to take an environmental voice to Jefferson City. I think we need that.
In addition to running against the incumbent Republican Steve Helms, Kaepling is also running against Democratic candidate Betsy Fogel. Kaepling says she will not run again if she's unsuccessful in her bid. But with the election still 9 months away, she says she's gearing up for the main campaign season and still has a lot of doors to knock on. For KSMU News, I'm Josh Conaway.